A month of war. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and there's no end in sight to Israel's retaliation to Hamas's terror attack.
We understand the Israelis are pushing deeper into the Gaza Strip at this hour. We've heard airstrikes in the distance, and the Israeli military says they hit more than 450 targets over the past 24 hours. They've cut the strip in half, surrounded Gaza City, and are still targeting the tunnel system beneath Gaza.
Where Fox's Trey Yingst reports the Israelis believe Hamas is holding many of those hostages, while officials in Gaza say more than 9,700 Palestinians have been killed. After talks in Turkey today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said,
We've engaged the Israelis on steps that they can take to minimize civilian casualties. We're working, as I said, very aggressively on getting more humanitarian assistance.
So no humanitarian pause in the fighting just yet, something Secretary Blinken and his boss, the president, both want, and no agreement on the release of hostages either. But we're told one ongoing victory from these talks. The conflict hasn't spread any further afield.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. Former President Trump will testify today at his company's fraud trial in New York.
Trump posting on Truth Social. This Trump case being presided over by a highly partisan and out-of-control judge who found me guilty before the trial even started.
Fox's Todd Pyro.
The civil suit threatens Trump's ability to do business within New York State, which could force him to give up control of the famous Trump Tower, among other assets.
The former president remains the frontrunner in the 2024 Republican White House race. And a New York Times Siena poll has him leading President Biden in battleground states, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Today, the president will tout his economic agenda in Delaware.
The White House says the president plans to focus on, quote, the largest investment in passenger rail since the creation of Amtrak, which President Biden would use to commute back and forth to Delaware during his days as a senator.
This Fox's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening to Fox News.
With the holidays upon us, the increase in traveling, shopping, and connecting online also heightens the need to protect your identity and finances with LifeLock. Identity thieves see this time of year as an opportunity to drain your accounts, open new loans in your name, and damage your financial future. LifeLock detects and alerts you to the threats you might miss on your own. Don't let the busy holiday season catch you off guard. Save up to 25% off your first year with promo code CLAY. LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
1 year from now, we'll be reporting on the election results. The morning after. Now, we may or may not know who the next president will be or which party won control of the House and Senate. Tomorrow's Election Day 2023, with local races across the country, and abortion is a big issue in two states.
In Virginia, a flip of the Senate majority from Democrat to Republican could be the first step toward a 15-week abortion ban desired by GOP Governor Glenn Youngkin. In Ohio, other states like Illinois have spent millions lobbying for Issue 1, which codifies abortion decisions into law. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine said on Fox News Sunday,
"These are the same people who want to get outside their own state and want to control what's going on in other states."
Ohio leaders on both sides say they expect a moderate to heavy turnout because of the abortion question alone. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
We keep saving money at the pump.
Gasoline prices are down again, this time 13 cents in 2 weeks to $3.54. And over the past 6 weeks, it's been dropping pretty steadily. The total drop is 44 cents per gallon.
That's analyst Tripoli Lundberg. AAA's national average for regular gas, even less than her survey, 341. On Wall Street, stock futures up slightly the day after, after the biggest gains of the year last week for the Dow and the NASDAQ. On Sunday Night Football,
Burrow pressured, releasing late is Drew Sample for the first down. And Sample's got a touchdown!
The Cincinnati Bengals won their fourth straight game, beating Buffalo 24-18 on NBC earlier. Houston quarterback C.J. Stroud threw a game-winning touchdown score with 10 seconds left to beat Tampa Bay 39-37. Stroud set a rookie record with 470 yards passing. Las Vegas routed the New York Giants 30-6 in the Raiders' first game since firing coach Josh McDaniels. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It's Monday, November 6th. We've got lots to talk about here today. Now, what happened in Illinois football was one for the ages.
Really exciting.
We will get into that momentarily. We check our weather, brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, they're always looking to increase the team, and there's some great perks and benefits. Plus, you can expand your career, maybe continue your education. Find out more at carl.org/careers.
Our meteorologist, Greg Solier, we dropped back an hour on the clock over the weekend. Do enjoy the daylight briefly before it all gets dark all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, man, the weather's nice, Bubba.
Yeah, this too shall pass. Speaking of perks and benefits, that's just like listening to this radio broadcast every day in the morning, right?
Yeah, I love it.
That's it, man. That's right. Hey, by the way, we were on the YouTube channel, so we're not on Facebook Live for obvious reasons.
Right.
Like what I say.
You can type in the Stevie J Show.
Yeah, it is there on YouTube.
J-A-Y.
Yep.
On YouTube. Oh,
yeah. How about
okay.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can. We'll have to do that. You know, I got to rig a camera somehow. You know, we're actually trying to work that out somehow.
With a camera. We'd like to get Solier on the TV here. That'd be good. Because you're a TV star already on the weekends, for crying out loud. So
now there you go. A star in someone's mind, certainly not mine. In any event, but thank you for the accolades and commentary and all that kind of stuff. And hey, a well-deserved morning weather-wise, as is the same. 52 Willard and Savoy, 48 at Rantoul. Yeah, I'll be in the upper 20s and low 30s at this point for an early November morning. Yeah, there's a couple of showers that have made their way out of Vermilion County across the river towards western Indiana. Right now, a few sprinkles down near I-70. Inconsequential, the big picture. Same with any rains the middle part of the week. And the cool-off is short-lived around here later on this week. Wouldn't be surprised we're flirting with some record-setting or pretty close to it. Warmth around here just before the Thanksgiving holiday, so no problems with that, nor big wet weather systems if you're trying to cross the T's and dot the I's on harvest. 70 today with a partly sunny sky. Aforementioned shower activity to the east and southeast of Champaign. Gusty southwest wind already into play over at Willard and Savoy up about 25 miles per hour right now. Westerly winds tonight down to about 50. Tomorrow partly sunny, 67. Still 10 above average with a bit of a north-northeasterly wind. A little bit of rain in spots late tomorrow night, maybe into Wednesday morning, then some shower activity Wednesday night. Quarter to less than a third of an inch. We can work and play through that. 50s tomorrow night, 75 and a gusty south wind for the day Wednesday. Then cooler for Thursday, Friday into the weekend, but rain-free. 57 on Thursday, low 50s Friday and Saturday, up to about 55 on Sunday. And we're back to maybe some 60-degree weather or higher by the middle part of next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solier.
All right, Greg, we thank you very much. ESPN 93.5, we welcome Raven Harrison. Nice to always have Raven on the show. How are you, Raven?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. All right. There's blood on my White House gates this morning. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people have seen any visual of that. The Palestinian protest drawing 100,000 people to Washington, D.C. Mm. They went ahead and smeared blood on the gate, and they're mad at Joe Biden. So you got that going for you.
Oh, correct. And not only did they smear blood on the gate, they threw paint, but they threw objects at the Secret Service. They threw rocks, they threw cans, they threw bottles. So they assaulted the Secret Service out there and started screaming Genocide Joe and Death to America. Your typical insurrection that nobody is going to pay for.
Yeah, and I doubt if there was anybody arrested, and certainly no one will have to spend time in jail for this, of course, because you can assault a Secret Service if you're far left.
Correct. And then the rest of the J6ers, we've got television host Owen Schroyer, who reported last week, was basically waved into the Capitol and is now in solitary confinement, you know, by our government for his role in January 6th. And yet you're allowing these protests to pop up all over the country, New York, London, all of these things, and nobody is facing any consequence except for conservatives or people who voted for Trump.
Okay, so how is Speaker Mike Johnson doing in your view over the last couple of weeks?
So far, I think he's doing well. I think the test is really here. So the fact that he's brought this single bill, he's sifted out the aid package and said, look, this is it. I think that's a step in the right direction. However, the test is it going, what is his plan to get this passed? Because we know it's going to be dead on arrival when it gets to the Senate and to Biden's desk, you know, when he gets up from his nap. So the problem is it's great that you can get this, but we have got to have this be the commonplace of these single bills we know what we're voting on and start pulling back this deficit. So it's offset by the IRS agents, but the Senate is not going to approve it. So there needs to be, he needs to show that he can use some leverage to start getting these things through.
Wonder how the Biden administration works through this whole Israel. They want ceasefire to give humanitarian, it helps Hamas, obviously, if you stop. They've been doing these bunker busters trying to get down to the tunnel because they know that that's where most of the enemy is hiding. But I don't know how the Biden administration navigates through this when he's totally committed to Israel, which I think is correct. And yet you've got a problem on your left, and they're not going to vote for Donald Trump. They're not going to vote for any Republican, but they just won't vote. And I wonder if that'll have implications in a year.
It will, but what we are missing in all of that is Joe Biden has become very, very adept at funding both sides of the war, and people aren't realizing that. So he is trying to sanction Russia, but he's giving money to Ukraine and aid to Ukraine, but we have to get oil from Russia because he stopped our production. So you're basically funding both. Then you go to Israel, he's given money, billions, to Gaza and to freed up money that Hamas used to start this attack. But now we're being cheap. We want to send $60 billion to Ukraine, but only $14 billion to Israel, who's our ally. So he's funding both sides of that as well. So we are completely chasing our tail.
Well,
in this foreign policy.
I saw some people interviewed from the Palestinian protest, the Free Palestine and Israel doesn't have a right to exist and all that stuff. And it's like they're just, you're screaming about how Israel bombed a hospital. That's not true. That's just,
it's not true. And they keep pushing that. But here's something people have missed while we were sleeping. Kamala Harris's stepdaughter has raised $8 million in the past few weeks for Gaza and Hamas sympathizers. So we've got Joe paid off by China, and we've got Kamala paid off by Hamas. It is disturbing what's happened to our capital.
Okay, well, we continue to watch, and sometimes I can only take so much because I just can't watch anymore. it's pretty hard. How can people find Raven's Mantle, your book?
They can find it on Amazon.com and RavenHarrison.com and Barnes & Noble. But don't worry, Steve, we got this. We win. Spoiler alert, we've done it before. We'll do it again.
That's okay. What I like. That's what I'm talking
Thank
about.
You for that.
Raven Harrison on the Tavern's Towing phone line. Sports headlines.
Speaking of we got this, go Illini.
Yeah, that was...
So John Paddock is the name we're taking note of less than a minute. Comes out with a win. Illinois beat Minnesota 27-26. So I know Brett Bielema's 10-0.
I'm going to play all my clips after we get Fox Business Minute here. I got a lot of clips.
Man, what a game.
Did anybody know John Paddock came in the game? I didn't see it. I was painting the basement, but I'm watching. I'm going back in and out
of
the room.
Right.
And I see 4th and 11 from the 15. I'm just watching to be courteous because the game's over. We lose.
Right.
We lost. We were close. And then there's Isaiah down the field for 23 yards. First down. Okay, well, we're still in it. It's under a minute.
Okay.
And then there's Pat Bryant over the middle. Okay, now we're down to the 45-yard
line.
Okay,
okay.
So we're still in it.
It's the momentum.
And then 46 seconds. There he goes. Isaiah's open.
Yes!
And then he caught it for the touchdown.
Unbelievable.
And I think a lot of us thought, who's he? John Paddock, he's the guy that played a little bit against Penn State, and it didn't go great. So Brett Bielema went to John Paddock after that game and said, you're going to have your moment. You'll be more ready now that you played than you would have been. And John Paddock, for us old people, I mean, that's in the line of the John Wright. Bob Wright was this letter winner for Illinois football in 1935. Bob Wright was the track coach at the University of Illinois, one of the nicest men I've ever met.
Nice.
John Wright, who played in the NFL, was a superstar for Illinois football in the 60s. Northwestern, the insurance and investing, that's kind of his thing. He started kind of the big deal here.
Okay.
Then his son, Johnny, who played in the 90s, was a superhuman and absolutely wonderful football player. He was a wide receiver. If you don't know Johnny Wright, he went to Atlanta and he's done well with, I think, his wife, Laura, I think, and they have four daughters. I lost touch with Johnny Wright, but he was like Jay Lehman, except 15 years earlier.
Nice.
It just upbeat, foundation of faith.
Good energy.
Man, was just great. And now I think John Paddock is Ashley, Johnny Wright's sister's son. And John Paddock looks and talks like Johnny Wright. Does anybody remember Johnny Wright in the 90s? Anybody out there?
Right. 217-359-2255 if you'd like to share your lineage of the Wright/Paddock family.
If you remember, and I haven't seen John Wright in some time, but John Paddock is named after John Wright, his grandfather. And I think Deanna is John's wife. I mean, it's been years since I've seen them. But to bring that back up is a great feeling because the Wrights now have four letter winners at Illinois football.
That's awesome.
The great-grandfather, the grandfather, the uncle, and now the nephew.
Okay.
The grandson. So I would like to know if Illinois has ever had four in a generation that has not only just been on the team, this is now one for the books. In my lifetime, and I'm not sure it's ever happened in the history of Illinois football of over 100 years, that anything like this has happened.
Like less than a minute. And
with no timeouts.
Right.
The kid, usually if you stretch a little bit and you kind of get in, throw a couple of balls.
I know.
You go in and fourth and 11, the game's, he might just one incomplete, it's over.
46-yard bullet to Isaiah Williams.
It is just a remarkable event that happened. Now, does it matter? Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Remember last week, I was saying, I really think we have a chance. I think we have a chance.
And now we're all saying that.
Well, now Indiana comes in and they beat Wisconsin.
11 a.m. on Saturday.
What was that? So Indiana, early in the year, I think they got better. We have two. But we got Indiana coming in. But is the game anywhere near what it was without Johnny Newton? He changes everything. It is like, okay, well, Johnny's in the game. Well, he can't do it all. Yeah, he can. Actually, he can, because if you double team him, somebody else is free to go get the quarterback. But the energy and the way he lifts up the ball club, I got some Johnny Newton to play here too.
Okay.
It is completely different. All I was looking at the clock, the whole first half, all I did was clock watch. Get to the end of the half. Get to the try not to be too far behind. Get to the end. Johnny Newton's going to play. That's the impact this guy has.
Okay, a breath of fresh air.
Well, and it didn't look very good, I'm telling you. And Luke Altmyer was Patrick Mahomes the first two or three drives, unstoppable. And he took a bunch of sacks. I don't know what changes. Brett Bielema will be up on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But how do we look so amazingly unstoppable offensively? Then it's like a wall goes up and we can't do it anymore. And I don't know. And it's Kagan Feegan. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Swing pass. He runs all the way. Did anybody know he was that fast?
That's right.
Anyway, it's pretty fired up.
Woo!
Basketball game tonight. I got some Brad Underwood to play too.
Men in EIU at 7 o'clock tonight. We're 7-0 on that. Last year, I think it was like 87-57. So, and the Illinois women will be starting up their season with Morehead State coming up. I think that's tomorrow. Makaira Cook on that
Tuesday.
Naismith Award list. Jersey Mike's Naismith Award list. When it comes to NFL action, we had the Colts over the Panthers. Your Saints beat the Bears, and we had the Packers over the LA Rams.
All right, weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
Lots of great fall programs, and they'll do that turkey trot again. I believe it's 57 years on that. Find out all the details at urbanaparks.org.
Jay Lehman after 3. You don't want to miss that.
Absolutely.
And we think Luke Altmyer after 4, if he's okay.
Yeah, he's kind of banged
all
up.
All coming up.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign Van Ave has set a nice spell of weather, unseasonably mild environs over the first half of the week. We'll get a typical early to mid-November cold front to whistle through the area. Temperatures back to, if not a bit below, seasonal norms later this week. Another big warm-up slated for next week, and just a little spot or two of rain in between. No significant additional harvest delays expected in the coming days. Up near 70 for the day today with a partly sunny sky and gusty southwest wind. Yeah, a couple of raindrops and a brief shower around for this morning of no consequence. Mostly cloudy tonight, mild down near 50. Tomorrow, partly sunny, continued mild, 67 on a light north-northeasterly wind. On Wednesday, back into the 70s with some shower activity breaking out, especially in the afternoon and Wednesday night, and much cooler weather with highs in the 50s Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll continue with readings into the 50s early next week, and then 60s back into play. Quiet weather pattern expected to evolve across much of the Corn Belt, East Central Illinois included, for next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the
Blossom. I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Oil prices are higher. Saudi Arabia and Russia are reaffirming their commitment to oil supply cuts until the end of the year. Oil futures were lower last week. Shares of Dish Network are slumping. The satellite TV service reported a surprise loss in the summer quarter. Its number of both pay TV and wireless subscribers declined. Berkshire Hathaway shares are higher. Warren Buffett's investment firm reported a record profit of $10.8 billion in the summer quarter. Thousands of pounds of chicken nuggets are being recalled because they could contain metal. Tyson Foods is recalling breaded chicken Fun Nuggets after complaints that metal pieces were found in them. The nuggets are shaped like dinosaurs. There was only one report of a minor oral injury. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
It was pretty exciting. We're going to get into Illinois and Eastern basketball here coming up. Mm-hmm. First, after the game, Brett Bielema goes to the press room.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how you draw it up. Give a lot of credit to Minnesota. PJ is a good football team. New coming over here. They're at top of the Big Ten West for a reason. They've won a couple games here in a row and done some good things, but I thought this was a team we matched up well against. I really like it coming into the week. I thought our guys have, you know, put a good week of practice. The bye week, we kind of turned the page, and it's kind of funny, right? So, like, whenever we have people around the program, maybe that aren't around us all the time, scouts that come in, NFL people, visitors, maybe outside administration, they come by and they're like, Coach, I can't believe the way your guys, go about things, the way they practice. And you kind of just take note of it, but on Wednesday, an NFL guy that I've known for 20 years, he was in the hallway around our guys, in and out of meetings, went out to practice, and he grabbed me and he said, hey, I know you don't have the year that you maybe necessarily want. He goes, but I can just tell you from every person I talk to, every staffer I work with, from watching you guys practice, you have something here that's really good, you know, and I just want you to know that, right? And I think this was a great example of that. Last night, I literally showed him the Northwestern game. I try to show him things during the course of the week, and I...
Northwestern got behind Minnesota by 21, and then Northwestern came back and beat Minnesota after being behind by 21. So that he wanted to say, hey, even if you're behind, gotcha.
I wanted them to know sometimes it doesn't always go as scripted. You just got to be resilient. So I showed him the fourth quarter against Northwestern where they're down 21 points and how they made defensive stops and how their offense made plays, and they tied it up at the end and ended up winning it in overtime. But you literally heard our guys talking about that. On that last series, before John went in and after John went in, and just a incredible amount of resiliency, I'd say, for two people, John Paddock, just to put himself in that position. Earlier this year when he got in a game, it was kind of out of control and wasn't a great situation to come into. I said, hey, what we just learned is, you know, when your moment comes, you're going to be that much more prepared. I don't know if it's going to be this week, next week. I said, or the last half of the season, your moment's going to come, and I have a pretty good confidence value that you're going to be prepared. And that's exactly what happened there. I didn't think it was going to be 4th and 10, backed up on enemy territory with
no timeouts
in under a minute. But that's John to a T. And then Isaiah Williams, for you guys that know him, like 13 catches, 130 yards, you know, when that ball went on the ground.
I don't know if you saw, but Isaiah fumbled in a very key spot, and two plays later, Minnesota scored the go-ahead touchdown.
Yes.
I think a lot of people would be like, oh, my gosh. I literally didn't say anything to him because I knew he would take care of himself, right? Like, just continues to impress me on a daily basis, who he is, what he stands for, and what he represents. That play was created before the day ever started today. He's just got that kind of ability and pretty awesome to be around.
Isaiah Williams after the game.
Taking through the emotions of the last 5 minutes of that game, or six, 7 minutes of that game for you, fumble, and winning touchdown.
Man, it was everywhere. So after that hit to the rim, when I was on the sideline, you know, complaining, I was a little frustrated. And then, you know, you go out there and have that fumble. You know, it's like, you know what I'm saying? That's what you get for complaining. But then after that, I was just like, man, you good. Like, God got you. He won't put you through nothing that he can't get you through. So, you know, I just had all the confidence in the world going back on that field after that fumble, just trusting, you know, the plan. And then they called some plays where I knew it was a great chance that I'd get the ball. And my biggest thing was just execute for my guys.
You played that position before, Isaiah. How hard is it to do what John just did?
How hard is it to do what John Paddock did, mm-hmm. Isaiah? You were a quarterback.
Man, that's tough. Going out there with the confidence that he had, sidearm, man, I remember the touchdown play. I literally looked back, and I seen him step back and then step up in the pocket. Like, doing what he did, that's hard to do. And that just shows you, like, his confidence and swagger that he got. It just, I mean, it's hard for people probably to see on the outside, but how he was in the huddle. Like, he come in there like, y'all boys, I got y'all. Like, trust me. Man, it just shows, like, his confidence. Man, that's something that not many could do. Even a lot of elite guys can't do what he just did.
Yeah, Isaiah Williams, who caught the touchdown. All right, here's John Paddock, the hero of the game.
The offense on that last drive, just got great players around me, great offensive line and cut in front of me. Testament to all the coaches and trusting and believing me. So, and then testament to God, just, you know, trusting with him in this process has been phenomenal. And obviously this place means a lot to me. So it felt really good to be able to do that. And yeah, just, you know, felt like I was going to be ready this whole year, no matter when my number was called. And it got called at a pretty crazy time, but it ended up working out pretty good for us. But obviously team effort, offensive effort there, you know, I'm going to get a lot of credit here, and it's not all my credit. I just put the ball where it was supposed to be, and guys were open, and the offensive line did a phenomenal job of giving me time to be able to do that.
Well, he came in and went 3 for 3. His quarterback rating, if you have 140 quarterback rating, his rating was 448. He's perfect. Mm. It was remarkable what John Paddock was able to do, and it's just one that you just never see this.
Right.
Johnny Newton finally came in. Second half, baby.
What was your perspective or view on the Paddock to Williams pass there at the end?
I was elite. For John to come in the game, you know, probably could have been our last play of the game. I mean, to step up, make those completions, I feel like that was big time for him and the program.
What was that first half like for you? How did you stay ready to be ready in the second half?
Well, just being a coach to my teammates, you know, telling them what I saw on the field, spraying the wealth back, you know, keeping everybody head straight and check, you know, just being a coach and a leader from the sideline.
Did you feel a lift going into halftime? Look, you know, you look up, you're only down 3, and hey, Johnny Newton's coming back in. It felt like the team got a big lift, you know, just kind of being still in the ballgame.
For sure. You know, I know I bring a lot of energy to the team. And that energy could change the whole momentum of a game. So I came out, unfortunately, I got a sack. And I feel like from there, just changed the rest of the game.
He just has what Brett Bielema says the NFL guys like. He can get to the quarterback from the standpoint of speed, so he'll get around and beat the guy, and then there's space between he and the quarterback, but he has the closing speed to catch him. He's super fast and super quick, and he just changes our defense. He's the best player on the field. Johnny Newton will play the whole game against Indiana. I don't know what the spread is for Indiana. But after Indiana beat Wisconsin, oh, by the way, my understanding is Illinois can still win the West. My understanding is Illinois can still win the West and go to the Big Ten title game. Because every team's the same in the West.
That's right.
So we have 4 losses. Iowa has 2. We obviously have to beat Iowa, and Iowa has to lose somewhere else.
Right.
But 4 losses could win the West. So if we win the rest of our games, which are 3, we'd be 5-4. That could actually
Indiana this Saturday
Indiana
at 11 a.m.
at Iowa, yep. Home Northwestern. But there is a convoluted way where people lose this week and people lose. I mean, the 900 things have to happen.
Yeah.
But that's just where the West is. The last year of the West, when there's not a coin flip's difference between anybody. There's seven teams, and they're all the same.
By the way, we'll have tickets that we're giving away. We've got a live broadcast after 3 on Friday at Pia's on the 10th. So take note of that, and if you're wanting to go to that game, make sure you're joining us and having fun at Pia's.
All right, stand by. The Stever is up, ladies and gentlemen. Go Stever.com for the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. They're $50 bills I'm handing out.
Nice.
For you to have some of Donnie's amazing food. If he has any more Christmas party nights available, you can call and find out. But he might have one or two spots left if you want to have an office party for Christmas. Your holiday party, your Christmas party at Long Branch. Get hold of Donnie.
310 South Main Street in downtown Gifford.
GoStever.com for money to Long Branch and good luck.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Secretary of State Antony Blinken completes a surprise trip to the Middle East with a stop in Turkey, a NATO ally.
We remain very focused on the hostages held by Hamas, including Americans, in making sure we're doing everything possible to bring them home.
He spoke with his Turkish counterpart for over 2.5 hours. A State Department spokesperson said Tyson recalls 30,000 pounds of chicken nuggets. Some people report finding small metal shards of the dinosaur-shaped pieces.
There was one report of a minor oral injury associated with someone eating the chicken. The Fun Nuggets are sold in 29-ounce bags and were produced on September 5th. Anyone with the chicken is urged to throw it out or return it to the place of purchase.
That's Fox's Ginny Casola reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Fire responders on the scene of an incident in Kratz Road in Monticello. It involved anhydrous ammonia yesterday morning. Piatt County officials were on the scene on Kratz Road, south side of Monticello. There was an anhydrous leak due to a truck breaking an axle. They did stop the leak. The good news, no word on any other issues. A farmer is hurt after a tractor hit by a train in Seward. Winnebago County Sheriff's Office says it happened Sunday on Klinger Road between Edwardsville and Kelly Roads. So occupant of the tractor taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. That crash is under investigation. University of Illinois Athletic Director Josh Whitman will be sticking around for a while. University Board of Trustees will consider a 3-year contract extension for him during a November 16th meeting. If approved, the new 8-year contract keeps Whitman as leader of the Division of Intercollegiate Athletics through at least June 30th of 2031. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. Weather brought to you by Busey. For over 150 years, Busey, member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys set a very delightful spell of early November weather expected here for the first half of the week. Temperatures above average. We'll get a front to come through the area late Wednesday, Wednesday night, back into some cooler weather for the rest of the week and early on into next week. If you have opportunities to get out there in the back 40, wrap up harvest or perhaps backyard work, plenty of opportunity next week as well. Another big warming trend gets going mid to late next week. In the meantime, speaking of which, up near 70 with a partly sunny, windy, warm day's worth of weather. A couple of raindrops around and a stray shower this morning. A southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Mild tonight, mostly cloudy, down to about 50. Winds will diminish and turn northwest to north. Continued mild tomorrow, partly sunny and 67. Back into the 70s here for Wednesday with some shower activity breaking out, especially in the afternoon. A much cooler weather for Thursday, Friday, the weekend, but dry weather. Some sunshine each day, highs to the 50s, nights in the 30s and low 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Ben Quattrone, owner, managing partner, Sarah Champagne. Are we golfing today? Is that the thing? Was that?
No, we're not golfing today. We're selling cars for fun.
I'm telling you what, though, 70 today? Yeah, what the heck?
I love it.
Okay.
I know. Ben Quattrone,
best car guy I've ever met is Ben Quattrone. I mean, he's the best. They have GMC, Hummer, oh my, BMW, Honda, Buick, and Subaru, which is hotter than heck. How is your car supply these days?
You know, the car supply is really improving for me because we've got a little plan to sell to zero, meaning everything that's available that's coming in a given month, we're going to sell the car. Mm-hmm. And the dirty little secret is we're making some deals. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of stores are still, there's brokers out there trying to pay us $5,000 over sticker for our inventory, 'cause you can't get cars, but we just didn't really get greedy when it got too short. So we have a really good allocation. And, I mean, I probably have 200 cars that will hit the ground between now and the end of November that are not spoken for yet.
Wow. Well, that's news right there. 200 cars hitting the ground. Yeah. Sir Champagne, they're not spoken for. Hurry, go get him.
Yeah.
Really. Okay, so your buddy Brett Underwood spoke about tonight's game.
Yeah, game one. Here we go. Exciting to get another season started. Obviously coming off what we think was a very, very good preseason that actually started with us in Spain. Obviously two exhibition games where we've been in front of our fans. So Eastern comes to town, have so much respect for Marty and the job he's done over his career. I think he's one of the best offensive coaches maybe in the country. I think he does a great, great job on that end of the court. You know, they're a new team. They've got a lot of new faces. They've got a very dynamic point guard who's been 23-24 game in their two scrimmages and lives in the paint. Be a great, great challenge for us. Jermaine, we obviously know. He's been, I think he's a fifth year now. So Jermaine's been really impressive in their early scrimmages. And we know his balance. We know his athleticism. You know, they've got some nice pieces. They're a much older team than they were a year ago. The portal transfers have allowed them to do that. They're going to play really hard. They disrupt passing lanes. They'll play with speed and pace, led by their point guard. You know, you're going to be forced to have to guard really good actions. So I'm excited about that for us and to see where we've come from the Kansas exhibition. And I thought we improved from one to the other. Now these all count. Been solid in practice. You know, we tried to manage the week in a positive way and dial in on a lot of scenarios and talk about situations and presses and late game stuff. All those start to come into play. You know, we're excited to get started. We're excited for our fans, and this is game one of what we hope is can be a great 5 months. We're looking forward to getting it kicked off.
I think you know Brad quite a bit better than I do. I get the feeling, though, he's pretty comfortable with his team. He kind of likes this team, doesn't he? Do you think, Ben?
He loves this team. And, you know, it's always easy for a coach to say, hey, this is one of the best teams ever or whatever. But he's really got such depth. And those guys have been working so hard all summer, you know, their own practices, 2 and 3 workouts a day. Hmm. You know, Ty Rogers is a tank. You know, he looks skinnier than my wife. He put on 15 pounds, and he's just a rock going to the hole from point guard. I mean, give me a break.
And doesn't Terrence Shannon work crazy hours?
Terrence is in the gym. Terrence gets up at 5 and goes and has his own individual shooting practice where he just shoots. And he does it every day. You know, all he does is play basketball, practice basketball, work hard, eat, go to class, sleep, start it over again.
Man. What was your impression of Marcus Damask? You got to meet him recently.
He was big. I just saw him as a really, really big guy. I mean, he seems like he's six, like the same size, like 6'7", somewhere around there, maybe bigger, but, you know, really a physically strong guy and super smart. I spent a little time with him. I understand he's a really good student, but that guy is going to, I think, not surprise people who know, but he's going to surprise a lot of opponents because he can shoot the eyes out of the ball.
It's Ben Quattrone, Sarah Champagne, and the Tapman's Towing phone line. So Ben has a little surprise here for the Eastern game. What you got here, fella?
Well, I got some tickets to give away. I got 2 pairs of 2 tickets. They're in section 124, row 5 and 6. And maybe we'll talk about giving away some football tickets later on this week too.
But okay, that's good. Now, folks, it's not just tickets. This is Ben Quattrone on the phone.
It's
okay,
a little VIP.
No. He's the man.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You said 124. Go look on your State Farm seating chart and
that's
look
right.
Where you're gonna. These are section 124. So you're down there with yeah. So anyway, if you want a pair of tickets, we'll do 2 winners today. Text in Sarah, Serra is how you spell it for Sarah Champagne. Serra. And you have a chance at two prime tickets for tonight's basketball game. Who doesn't want to go to prime time?
That's right. Right.
Where are you sitting? I'm way down there.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll get my binoculars to look for you, okay?
It's a little
different, different deal when you're dealing with Ben Quattron. These are primo, way better than I get to give away. These are like the show, and Ben's the show. So 200 cars hitting the lot at Sarah Champagne at Burwash and Savoy this month that are not spoken for, because I want to emphasize that. A lot of times, like I'm talking CRVs, because we buy a lot of those, the Hondas, and they're usually spoken for. So I'm glad to hear that. Are they all makes and models that you're getting in that the 200 include?
It's pretty even. Okay. A lot of Subarus, like 50 Subarus, which is a lot. But our plan is to sell them all. You know, we're going to really try and sell them quickly, because that's going to earn cars that get allocated in December, built in January, and shipped in like February. So right when the weather starts breaking again, we're having cars. We're really just trying to set up our summer next year.
Okay, in the first 35 seconds, we've heard from five different towns, mm-hmm. so that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go ahead.
Texting in Sarah
right
now. We got
Villa Grove, Hot Paxton, Mahomet, Urbana.
Champagne.
Mm-hmm. I really like to see everybody that's in their car around this area, I think,
Tolono.
Are listening. Yeah, so there you
Paxton,
go. All right, well, Mahomet. I'm going to call you tomorrow, kind of check in now that you're my ticket guy.
Okay.
So.
All right. Okay.
Thanks, Ben. Ben Quattron.
Awesome.
Over at Sarah Champagne.
Go Illini.
Yeah, they won the Honda President's Award twice. I can't tell you, because I've seen the charts of what you have to do to win that.
Yeah.
It's unheard of. You can't be 90-some percent in customer satisfaction on anything.
Like, even the bathroom has to be spick
and
span.
No, the bathroom has to be clean. What is
we
that?
Used to say, drop your spaghetti on the floor and you can eat it off the floor.
I can do that too in the BMW showroom.
Exactly.
No, it's a clean place with really high level service across everything. So Tyler Burton's a great guy. Of course, Craig Fanning, our guy.
Mm-hmm.
Chris and Honda Sales, my friend. Okay, so text in if you're interested. There are two winners here out of this, and they're prime seats for the game tonight. So it doesn't matter if we're playing.
There's more from Rocket Nation coming in. How about the Unity Rockets beating DeCoin?
You have Marora Forsyth and Bloomington Central Classic. That's the only people around here.
That's right.
That's not even really around here. That's Decatur and Bloomington. Champaign County has Unity. That's it. St. Joe Ogden lost. Oh, my gosh. St. Joe Ogden lost.
I know.
Did you hear that score?
No.
It was 41-27 Spartans. 41-27. And then the team they were playing scored 21 straight.
Oh, man.
Then St. Joe scored.
Okay.
And went for two to win and didn't get it.
48-47. No.
So hard.
How did I miss that over the weekend?
It was something. So Unity beat DeCoin, which was the one seed.
I think it was 35-25.
Unity is the 8 or 9. They were in the 8-9 game. So, and they beat Williamsville.
Now we've got Mount Carmel at Unity at 2 on Saturday.
How did you get to host that?
I know.
I mean, that's a home field. There's no doubt about it. And, I mean, the Rockets are in the quarterfinals now.
That's right.
It's still, you know, there's that big monster out there.
I know.
Called Byron. And it's the old north-south thing where the north is like, what are they feeding those boys?
Right.
Because why are they so dominant in 3A? But that's a long way from now. Right now, you got a quarterfinal game at
home. One game at a time.
Exactly. So we'll see. I'm sure they're all good. Right now, it's quarterfinals.
But good job to Scott Hamilton and the whole coaching crew. It was just such a great scene. Man, it was such a nice day. This weekend has been awesome.
It's
Greg Soulier, 770 today.
No, listen, it's unusual. If anybody, we never remember from week to week, let alone year to year. But usually in November, you don't get a lot of sun.
I know.
Sunshine in November, every day is a blessing, because you generally don't get a lot of sun in November around here. But we're getting it now, and it's lovely. And y'all fell back an hour. I don't know what you did with the time. I think we slept.
I did, too.
So, but we're looking at, here's kind of what Soulier says. 70 today, 68 tomorrow, Wednesday 73, and then it's a little more normal, 58, 54, 54, 54, 54, 53, 57. Those
right,
are nice days.
Right.
Those are nice days.
But we've definitely got some wind up to 35 mile an hour.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it'll be nice and dry.
And the leaves are blowing around, so you might want to start working on some of that.
Or
if that's your thing.
Blow to your neighbor's yard, too.
Exactly.
But then your neighbor's yard blows to your yard.
Right.
All right, sports headlines coming up. You're always welcome to text in with comments. 217-359-2255. Or text in for S-E-R-R-A, Sarah is what you text in if you want.
Now, that's for tonight's game against DIU, the opener.
7 o'clock, yeah, mm-hmm. The opener. First look, this counts. Again, you get two prime seats in section 124. Go look them up. And they're two pair, both in 124. And we're finding two winners. Text in Sarah if you want a chance. 217-359-2255. Have you heard rare exotic Tibetan yak meat is now available locally? Savannah Ridge Farms, operating in Indianola, Illinois, has been expanding their yak herd in central Illinois for nearly 2 years, offering local farm-to-table meat containing absolutely no antibiotics, hormones, or steroids. Savannah Ridge Farms raises free-range yaks fed organic grass and hay in chemical-free open land. They are humanely raised and harvested locally. Yak meat is one of the best sources of protein and is nearly 100% fat-free. So if you want healthy, nutrient-dense, vitamin-packed red meat without the worry of how it got to your plate, visit SavannahRidgeFarms.com and check out their Facebook page. They deliver to Champaign and Vermilion counties, and you can even pick it up at their farm. And look for Savannah Ridge Farms every Saturday at the Farmers Market inside Lincoln Square, Saturdays from 8 to 11. It's SavannahRidgeFarms.com.
When it comes to skincare, using the Cleanse Tone Moisturize System is a must. When you start seeing discoloration, fine lines, uneven texture, it's time to pull out the heavy hitters. Merle Norman's High Performance Serums power up your skincare regimen with these super concentrated formulas that target specific concerns and boost all benefits for your current skincare. Targeted, powerful, proven. Find your perfect serum today at Merle Norman, 706 West Marketview Drive in Champaign.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
All right, sports headlines at 7:48.
Well, we hadn't talked about your Saints over the Bears, 24-17. Bears just couldn't put it together.
And 5 turnovers was kind of tough. But otherwise, I thought they were toe-to-toe, and I thought they had a chance to really win the football game.
Mm-hmm.
I do like Tyson Banjan. I know he threw some not-so-good interceptions toward the end, but got some good traits that I like. But anyway, Bears couldn't get it done. Saints do win that one.
The Colts over the Panthers, 27-13. We had the Packers over the L.A. Rams, 20-3. Tonight, it's the L.A. Chargers at New York to face the Jets. When it comes to NBA action, we'll have Milwaukee at Brooklyn, Utah and Chicago to face the Bulls, and San Antonio is in Indianapolis to face the Pacers. So there was a little bit of a frosty handshake after the Michigan beating Purdue 41-13. Michigan, of course, number 3, 9-0, but it was all this sign-stealing stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, from what I'm reading, it was both coaches are saying, you know, typical handshake. We just kind of passed each other and were in motion. Nobody stopped to talk to each other, of course.
They don't generally talk much. There's not much there.
That's right.
I mean, what happens to Jim Harbaugh? No idea. I have no idea. I think it's the degree of what they did. Everybody steals those things because But apparently the guy wore disguise with funky glasses with recording devices. I mean, it's just like, what are you doing on the Central Michigan sideline? And why do you have to go to that extent for Central Michigan?
In fact,
I
saw, like, was it Perry the Purdue Boilermaker mascot guy who had like a cape with Ohio State and he had some kind of fake camera kind of thing that he was walking around with at the Michigan game. Yeah. So that was kind of a jab, of course, that we all enjoyed.
Yeah.
Illinois over Minnesota. Oh, we certainly enjoyed the 27-26, and we'll hear more about it after 3 on The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Well, and, you know, just to get Jay Layman's
Jay Layman after the game, if you're not watching the Big Ten studio on Saturday nights, it's worth watching because of Jay. I mean, he was, you know, jacked up because the Illini won. And you're saying, well, everybody in the Big Ten watches that. People in Minnesota weren't watching. People in Minnesota, how many times do you watch a post game when the Illini lose? Zero.
Yeah.
Zero. I don't want to see it again. Yeah. I don't want to. So, never know Minnesota fans watching that. But it was perfect because Jay was jacked up. The whole panel is lifted by his presence. And you want to hear him today after 3 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because as Stevie J said, how many times did I say it last week that I still have a sense we're going to a bowl?
We could have some momentum here.
There's a real shot of this happening. And listen, Indiana and Northwestern are going to be coin flips.
Well, and Indiana beat Wisconsin 2014.
Yeah. Well, we beat Wisconsin.
Right.
I mean, we beat Wisconsin.
Well.
I mean, we had them totally beat. They scored 18 straight points to beat us. And then on a questionable guy didn't report.
I know.
All that stuff. Anyway, we're playing much better football.
Illinois, Indiana, 11 a.m. It's Dad's Day. Of course, there's a flyover, a salute to our military on Veterans Day. 11-11 at 11 a.m. When tickets appear after 3 with our live broadcast, join us at 1609 West Springfield Avenue. Always fun on Friday, right before that game. Illinois men, speaking of Pius, they'll have the fan bus leaving a half hour before tip-off, and that's going throughout the season that you can drive right on the fan bus. I know I'm planning on meeting Hans D over there tonight and going to this game. I went to EIU, so did you for a brief stint there, Stevie.
Yep.
And it's kind of been a while? Wow. We're 7-0, of course, Illinois beating EIU's Panthers. But is this a tradition that we play EIU early in the season?
New one.
Okay.
This is the second time. I think Coach likes Marty Simmons.
Gotcha.
Marty Simmons was one of the best basketball players in the history of the state of Illinois. He played for Lawrenceville. Anybody remember Marty the Mule?
I see.
Lawrenceville won the state title. I was actually in the hotel in 1980, 81, whatever year that was, when Marty the Mule and Lawrenceville were partying.
Okay.
But Lawrenceville and Ron Felling, who had a big hand in the downfall of Bobby Knight, because Ron was on Bobby's staff at the time and had videoed the Neil Reed grab his throat video.
Oh.
I think Ron Felling was the guy that released the video.
I see.
Anyway, long story, but Lawrenceville was a superstar state basketball program. And Marty the Mule, Marty Simmons, if you
because he was guy. Like a workhorse kind of guy.
He was just a guy inside. Yeah, was class A, but he was unstoppable. And it was just a long history in Illinois. And so he went to Evansville, coached, and now he's at Eastern, and Coach Underwood likes him.
All right. Well, we'll have our women's basketball in action tomorrow at 6 against Moorhead State. Makaira Cook for the Naismith Award. We also have Illinois volleyball that fell to Wisconsin, breaking their 6-game winning streak. So next up will be Iowa Friday at 6.
All right, we check your weather. Meteorologist Greg Sawyer brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. You want an assessment on your color copies? How many are you paying for that? Make sure you get with Greg Wolf at Watts Copy Systems.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys has set a nice spell of weather, unseasonably mild environs over the first half of the week. We'll get a typical early to mid-November cold front to whistle through the area. Temperatures back to, if not a bit below, seasonal norms later this week. Another big warm-up slated for next week, and just a little spot or two of rain in between. No significant additional harvest delays expected in the coming days. Up near 70 for the day today with a partly sunny sky, gusty southwest wind, and a couple of raindrops and a brief shower around for this morning of no consequence. Mostly cloudy tonight, mild down near 50. Tomorrow, partly sunny, continued mild, 67 on a light north-northeasterly wind. On Wednesday, back into the 70s with some shower activity breaking out, especially in the afternoon. And Wednesday night, the much cooler weather with highs in the 50s. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will continue with readings into the 50s early next week. And then 60s back into play. Quiet weather pattern expected to evolve across much of the Corn Belt, East Central Illinois included, for next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Yeah, you're not sure there's a God out there? Okay, tell me how the Earth tilts in rotation, spinning 1,200 miles an hour, and tilts perfectly so that we're just not too cold and just not too hot. 1 degree off either way, we're dead.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and put that in your pipe and smoke it.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
Anyway, unbelievable weather we're enjoying here.
Yes.
Every day of sunshine in November is a big check mark. But it's 70 today.
St. Patrick's had their parish chili supper yesterday, and we're walking out of there at like, you know, 6 saying, whoa, it's dark.
Dark. But I'm telling you, you can't beat one of those St. Patrick's chili things. Where
I love that.
I always liked the potluck things, because
mm-hmm.
Mildred would bring that banana cream.
The pumpkin bars, uh-huh. the pecan yeah. pie, the desserts yeah. yesterday were yeah. outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
they'll have a seniors luncheon at 55 and up. Stevie, you're all good for that if you'd like to attend.
Thank you.
After 11:30 on Wednesday.
Thank you for that,
in Diane. The parish hall.
Unnecessary. Okay, so we're going to break for the news. Come back another hour to go. I'll play some more Brett Bielma, Brad Underwood. If you are interested in prime seats for the ball game tonight with Eastern, it's kind of fun to walk around and have to walk down to your seat.
Yeah.
Where are you guys sitting? Oh, okay.
Man, I'm excited to see this
section
team.
236 isn't too bad. How many rows from the top were you? 4?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you got bumped up, Fred, huh? That's great. Weren't you in the last row last year?
Yeah.
This is the 100 level.
Yeah, 124.
I'm giving out 2 pairs from Sarah Champagne. Your job will be to go to Sarah Champagne, find Ben Quattrone to pick these up.
Yeah.
That's how you're doing that.
That's right.
So you text in SERRA, Sarah, if you're interested in 2 free tickets, mm-hmm. prime seats. I don't care if they're playing Urbana Park District tonight. You're sitting close.
That's right.
It's a different experience.
And you get to see the team
yeah.
and just the, you know, all the excitement of opening the season.
No, it's the show. So 217-359-2255. Just text in Sarah, S-E-R-A, if you want in on that. Okay, the news coming up next. That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J, 757.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm JT Barnhart, the president of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center. I want to start by just thanking our providers and our staff, our mission partners at the hospital, for the great care that they take of our community in providing the services. One of the new offerings that we have coming up in the next couple of months, we've recruited an interventional pain provider who will be able to do some of those injections and procedures to help people who are struggling with long-term pain. In conjunction with that, we have an orthopedic spine surgeon that will work together with the interventional pain provider to really offer a robust spine pain service for the community of Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding areas. We have also brought in a brand new open heart surgeon. He is doing a really good job, really helping us expand our heart program to be a more regional heart institute at OSF in Urbana. And so I want to just continue doing the great things that we're doing around our cardiac program to offer a great service for the community.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
All right, we are giving out Long Branch $50 gift cards to Steak Dinner in Gifford. It's our Stever program. More information at GoStever.com, GoStever.com, if you're interested in that. All right, this is WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Time for the news.